Please! Leave me alone!
I can't.
I will jump. I'll fucking do it.
You'll drown.
Yeah, I know. So leave me alone. I can't pay you anymore.
Your mental health is important.
I need every dollar for my projects.
No, you have to budget for this. Now drag yourself back to my office. You're gonna do your therapy.
Don't you fucking get it? I'm trying to make a movie.
And I am trying to keep you sane.
Don't come closer.
Jonathan, I am going to approach now.
Ah!
Jumped.
There once was a young boy named Jonathan. He was so young, he was only in his mid-20s.
So young.
One day, he put on Alice in Wonderland, the animated version. But you know what? The Tim Burton version is not that bad. Is it the best story? No, but hey, it's kind of fun, right? It's nostalgic. I mean, we're returning to Wonderland. Anyways, he got to the pod where the caterpillar asked, "Who are you?" And Jonathan replied to the television,
"Fuck you, caterpillar." But yeah, anyway.
Am I dead?
No.
Fuck!
Come on, get up. We got a long walk through the woods to get you home.
Yeah.
We can do your therapy on the way.
Alright.
You really tried to kill yourself to avoid paying for therapy sessions?
No, I've jumped off that bridge a bunch of times. I was just being dramatic.
You've jumped off that bridge a bunch of times?
A bunch.
Let's start with that.
It's no big deal. Like, it's just fun. I want to be really clear with you. This is definitely our last session, okay?
Okay.
Great.
Why's that?
Because, yeah, you're my new therapist, and if I'm being real, I so miss my old therapist.
Right. She moved out of your insurance network.
Yes. And whenever I talk to you, you're not her, you know?
Well, maybe that's okay.
Yeah, not really.
You need a therapist. Remember how hard you cried when you were talking to Kyle about the ending of Lady Bird?
She just doesn't know how to communicate with her daughter.
I'm necessary. And if not me, someone.
Look, a therapist is like dating, and you need to find the right one, and I just don't think you are it for me.
You haven't given me a proper chance.
No, look, I'm glad you've been listening to me, but every time I spend money on these sessions, I have such intense regret, you know? And I just think, like, I have buyer's remorse. I could be using this to fund my movie. You know, before I'm 30, I that's when I want to make it.
Well, that's great.
And no one's funding my work, so I have to do this, and I can't do that when you're siphoning me. And secondary, I don't really like you.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I like you. Okay?
Oh.
You're aware of where you hurt and where it comes from. Or at least you're good at trying to find that. You pay attention to how your actions affect other people. Your understanding of when you are the problem. And you don't make excuses for yourself.
To be fair, they're not making excuses for myself. That's relatively new.
I want to be better.
Look, I'll be honest, that's very, very nice to hear. And it's nice for that to be seen, that side of myself. I do try really hard.
It's nice to work with.
And I'm very glad you feel that way. I just don't get the thing from you that I need to feel like this is a productive relationship.
Okay, what do I have to do? You're staying.
Get off my legs!
No, you're staying with me, Jonathan. What do I have to do? I will change for you. Just tell me what I need to change.
I don't want you to change for me. You are good at your job. I just don't think... You're not good for me, though. There's nothing you can do. Just keep doing your thing. Do it away from me.
You don't mean that, Jonathan.
I mean away
you don't
from
mean,
me.
You don't mean that.
No, I mean it.
Why are you saying this?
I'm saying it so we can just get on with our lives. You can go see other patients, and I can go not have a therapist.
There are no other patients.
You have... I've been to your office. You have other patients.
I have other patients, but you're the patient, Jonathan.
Fuck. Okay, here's the truth of it. I can't have you as a therapist, okay, because I haven't been able to be honest with you.
What do you mean? Honesty, that's like your whole thing.
No, if I'm not comfortable with the person, I don't feel like I'm allowed to be honest, and everything I've said so far has been wrong, a lie. I'm not the problem. Everyone else around me is the problem, okay?
You don't mean that.
I do. I'm perfect, and everyone around me needs to change. I deserve everything.
No, you stand for empathy and self-improvement.
I say that so people will like me, but how can I mean all that? I'm selfish and shitty, and you took the bait.
You're being mean.
For the first time in my life, I'm telling you the truth.
You're what's wrong with people. You're gross and a liar. It's unbecoming.
It is? And I am. Jesus Christ.
Disgusting.
Oh, what a fucking freak. Whatever. That's an extra $60 for my movie. Over the course of 2.5 years? Okay, so that's 1,800 going towards the project. That's good. That's good. That'll buy me 3 days of sound mixing. That's good.
Jonathan, we said some things in the heat of the moment, and I spat on you, and that was unbecoming of a therapist, and I just want to apologize.
Yeah, thanks, man. I think I'm kind of over it. Like, that's chill. You're just mad.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you next Wednesday.
No.
Thursday.
No.
Friday.
All right, I'll be there.
Looking forward to it.
Okay. Goodbye. I won't be there. I won't be there Monday.
And the curtain falls on John John's adventures.
We'll see you next week.